At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call it overwhelming.
Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here. Yeah.
Welcome to
you.
Can spook with us.
Get sloppy with us.
You could get sloppy spooky. Happy almost Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
We're like less than a week out at this point. So it's getting real. Like people have got the real spooky stuff out
it
in the front of their houses. And you got to be careful with when you're going on walks or bike rides with the kids. Like, look at that house, not at that one. You know, it's like getting a little dodgy out there.
Is it? Yeah. Like zombies and bloody and things.
Okay. Yeah. And I regret. You know, when we threw our big parties, we put all, and you don't know, when you don't have kids, you don't know kids. You
right.
don't
of
know
course. Yeah.
kids.
Of course.
Unless you have kids or you have like siblings, I would imagine, or someone, you know, but even our nephews, I wasn't in tune the way I'm in tune now, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think back to some of the stuff that we put out on our front porch that like these poor little trick-or-treaters have probably traumatized a lot of children because we had like the jumping spiders and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like though you weren't like super in a neighborhood. Like,
yeah, we didn't get a lot of. Yeah,
it wasn't like you're in a neighborhood now where there's lots. You can anticipate that like little kids probably you see them.
Yeah, and I have little kids now, so I'm more sensitive to it. So you're right. I didn't traumatize a lot of kids, but they're definitely.
But there's some. There's some people will be in therapy because of your Halloween porch.
I left a permanent mark on a handful of children.
Yeah.
With Speaking our jumping of, spiders and. Yeah.
Did you see the, I'm sure you did, those daycare workers that got arrested and like charged with something, I just like a charge I've never heard before, I feel like.
They know better.
Like trauma, really. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I mean, that was awful.
I couldn't watch the video. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I just saw the still shots and I could not watch it. And I cannot imagine if I was a parent of those children.
Yeah.
I would probably go to a lawyer and see if I could sue because that actually is like embedding trauma into
therapy for life.
Yeah.
Well, and it was, I watched part of it and I was
awful.
Yes. I was upset. I was very upsetting.
Yeah.
It's upsetting. Really upsetting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that being said, disclaimer for this episode, this is not kid friendly.
We're going to try to give you guys trauma today.
Yeah. So
the intention is to leave you with needing to go to therapy.
Yes.
With PTSD from this episode.
That's this is for you, not your kids.
Right.
Grab a drink, you know, but we're going to warm you up. We're going to warm you up to things. First, what are you sipping on before we talk about what I'm really nervous about with this episode?
Okay. So Cole and I were going to do a seltzer tasting today, but being that we're in different states, we can't always find the same stuff at the same time. So she found this Truly Holiday pack. I went to 3 places. It's not available to me yet. But I was like, oh, let's do a vodka seltzer tasting. But being in Oregon, they don't sell vodka products
it
at
is
like
not,
your grocery stores.
It's not cocktail country out here.
Not
even in the liquor stores.
No. So what I'm going to do is I bought these things and I'm going to, you know, like the Truly vodka seltzer. You were able to find High Noon, so I got that. And then neutral. So we can do a vodka seltzer tasting. And I'm assuming the Truly Holiday Pack will make its way to Phoenix at some point.
It has to.
We're going to do these, but I'm going to box those up and ship them to you.
Yes.
because I think it's important that we're both sipping the same thing.
I agree.
Having said that, we just, instead of doing seltzers and spooks today, we're doing sloppy sippies. And I've got a whole variety of things.
Okay.
But the one that I opened right now is Lover Boy, which I've talked about before. It's the guy, Kyle, what?
I did see those at the store.
You did?
I totally could have grabbed them. Yes.
Well, okay. So I don't know if you saw these. They have Lover Boy hard tea. And those are very good, and I think you will like them, and you should try them. But this is Loverboy Espresso Martini. Now, it is a wine cocktail, so you could still find it. But it has real espresso. It's dairy-free. It contains caffeine, and it is 12%. There's only 4 grams of sugar. Oh, it says 2 drinks per can. Okay. Well, then, wow.
Yeah.
But I saw, you know, the Seltzpert, Lauren Powell, the Seltzpert, I saw her do a taste test of these, and she raved about it. And it's Kyle Cook's drink, the guy from Summer House.
Oh, so okay.
I am doing apparently 2 servings of an espresso martini, and I'm going to get fucked. And then I also, are you doing?
Well, because you said you were going to grab something easy, so I didn't go hunt for it.
Okay,
but
great.
I can, because I have all the things for all the things. I just poured myself Pinot, because that's
the other thing
moody. And then I have a beer fridge now. And anyway, we'll be fine.
Well, because we were talking, okay, well, someone sent us some gin that we want to try. But then I was like, everything that we have is in boxes, except for like, because we had the Packers come Friday.
Okay.
So our master has not been packed and my office has not been packed, but all of the kitchen and the pantry and the hall closet, all everything, the kids, all of that has been packed. So I have solo cups. I can't really make a fun little cocktail. You know what
I'm
saying?
Where are you sleeping right now?
Our bed, so they started in the center of the house because we have one long house. So they did the kitchen, pantry, living, kids' rooms, kids' bathrooms, the garage, and then they didn't make it really to the outskirts. So they didn't make it. Part of our closet is packed, the master, but everything, all my toiletries and everything is not packed. And my closet and my gym is not packed. So the kids' beds are intact. Max in his crib, Revy's in her bed. We are in our bed. But it's just been slim pickings like the kids didn't have, we had yogurt this morning and they were eating it with their fingers because they didn't have spoons, you know?
Moving is so awkward like that.
Yes.
Like you don't know and then what you need until you don't have
it. Until you don't have it.
And then you're like, okay, we didn't think, because you can't think through every little thing that you have to think through.
Yeah.
You need, like, I remember it was like a lot of toilet paper, just because random things, you get displaced.
They packed the trash bags. So we had to buy
trash bags,
little things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, I don't know, moving's hard.
Yeah.
But you have it easier because of the packing on purpose. You're like, moving's hard. So we're like putting in the reinforcements. But even with the reinforcements, it's, especially with kids, it's like a whole different.
I thought it was going to be really easy. But then I realized, okay, because we're moving into a staged home, Revy's room has all the bed and everything in it. And we need to take all of that out. Max's room has the bed and everything in it. We need to take all of those things out so that their things can go in because we are using their stuff still, like the crib and the bed. My office, what is going to be my office, was a dining room at the house. So we have to move the dining room table, but it's too fucking heavy. We tried. We can't do it. So we got to have the movers there. So there is like, and then we started moving something, like we moved the mattresses and the bedding into the garage, but we got to disassemble the bed frame. I started feeling a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I forgot. I thought it was going to be like, oh, easy. It's just plates. We just move our plates and then we'll be ready to go. I was as ambitious as to say, I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year. And my grandma said, well, you know,
why don't you just wait? The house is ready.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I had a rude awakening on Friday. And
you don't know until you're in it. And a year from now, you're going to forget. You're in the thick of it.
Yes.
Moving is one of the worst things ever.
Right. I think what I'm going to do on Monday, though, is go label all the cupboards. Because I feel like, don't you feel like that's one of the hardest parts about unpacking is deciding what makes sense as far as the flow, like glasses go here. Which one's going to be the silverware drawer? Where are the plates going? Where does it make sense? And so I feel like that is always a stalling point. So I'm going to go over and do like sticky notes so that when we're unpacking, because we can't do anything tomorrow. The movers aren't available until Tuesday. So we have to, but I want to get like ready, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah.
I know.
That's
I know.
What's going on.
Okay, listen. I have a cool hangover.
What?
That I'm going to read an email. And then you guys, we're going to get into something that I've been dreading before we get into spooky stories. Big event in our lives. Huge event in our lives. Taylor Swift released 20 new songs because it was 13 yes. plus a 7.
20. Like
basically almost an album and a half mm-hmm. worth of new music, mm-hmm. which Ashley and I have been listening to on repeat. I feel like we have not given each other like the download of what we think about the album. And then we're like, I was like, Ash, let's bring our top five to the pod. Like, and then Kara can make a little visual of like what our top five songs are. And then
but
Ashley's
you said
like,
no tying also.
Yeah, because you always, right? I had to get right. ahead of that one because right. you always find a way to weasel in like eight, you know? Right. And I thought, no, I want to make it hard for you. I want to make it painful. And
oh,
you said,
I thought you meant no tying with you because no. honestly, as I was coming up with my list, I wanted to tie several of them. I thought you meant like you and I can't overlap
no,
on favorites.
I meant you have five oh. only.
Yeah, that wasn't clear to me. So I still went ahead. Because like,
you can be a little weasel with
yeah,
these
I'm a
things.
Weasel. I am a weasel.
You're a
with
weasel.
These things.
And I wanted to cause you pain. And then you
and it
said,
was very painful, actually. This was a very painful assignment.
You
me.
Said, call, I'll see your pain, and yeah. I'll raise you a draft.
Yes. Fantasy
and
draft.
And so we're going to do a fantasy draft of the Midnight's album. And I have been in a wreck. Thinking, because like what happens when we do these things is it feels very real to me.
Yeah. That like I'm there's like, money on the line
Ashley's
or something, or we're going to get fired.
No, even worse. Yeah. That you're going to draft one of my favorites that I'll never be able to listen to again. Because it's yours.
Oh,
that's what it feels psychologically to me.
I didn't realize, okay, we're in different mindsets here. Because you're thinking if she gets a song, I don't get it anymore.
Yes.
I'm thinking of it as if it's a team. Like we are drafting the team. And if I get like my top songs, it just means my album's going to, it's like you're a coach of, you know, the Bucks and I'm a coach of the Cowboys or whatever.
No.
Like the teams still exist. You can still watch the players. You just don't get a benefit from any of it.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of it as you're taking.
Go away forever.
And that's not mine. It's yours. Like we're drafting.
Yeah, but then that's not really
albums.
Fantasy draft. I feel like fantasy well, draft is like you're trying to draft the best chance of winning.
This isn't a fantasy draft. This is a freak
well, news,
draft
that's
because
news
it's
to
Halloween.
Me. This is news
this is spooky
to me.
And it should be terrifying. And uh-huh. I'm glad that you're a little spooked now about
okay.
this.
Well then, spoiler alert, I'm not as nervous now because I need to give this album a few more spins for it to be my favorite. I would be terrified if we were going into, which we also talked about doing,
all-time
fantasy draft.
Yeah. I will
and
just
there are some songs
take,
there that I cannot stand to lose.
I'm
going to
take
life.
All 1989 and Reputation songs and ruin your life.
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen. And, but, I
and
mean,
you'll pick
so
Folklore
maybe that's
and fun. Evermore
yeah,
just to spite
Folklore and
me.
Evermore. Maybe that's true. Like, we wouldn't overlap as much there. Okay, but okay. I still like the way that I'm doing it
okay.
in my brain, which okay. is... whose team's going to smash the other team? If you released an album with your five songs and I released an album with my five, who wins?
But
who's
we're
streaming
drafting
the most?
All of the 3 a.m. version, not just five songs, right?
Well, I went through. I did put them
I
all
ranked,
in order.
I did too.
Okay. So is that what we're doing?
I think we draft till we're done.
Draft
and
till
then
draft
we
till
put
no
it up on Instagram
on
for a poll.
Okay.
And the winner is decided yeah. by our Good. Listeners on Instagram of
okay.
whose team... are you picking?
Right.
Right?
That's good because there are 20 songs, so we'll each end up with 10.
Now
who has the stronger team?
Mm-hmm. Now there's stakes in the game.
Right. Yeah. And which sideline are you sitting on?
Whose heart is going to get staked? You know, because this is like a Halloween tie-in situation.
Yeah.
So before we jump into it, listen to this email that we got.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it. So this is from Deja, who's emailed us before. Deja Vu.
Yeah.
Hi. One of our faves. She said, hi, ladies. While listening to the pod, you guys were talking about the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary. I have a story to tell you.
Oh,
my
no.
uncle
oh, no.
was neighbors with Jeffrey Dahmer growing up in Ohio. They were in the same grade and lived only three houses apart. Yeah.
Okay.
My uncle found out later that he actually killed their dog. My aunt found out they were neighbors on her tour that my uncle's mom was providing while driving them to their home from the airport. She said, oh, here's the ex's house, is the last name of our listener. This is the ex's house, and this is the Dahmer's. So insane, and just wanted to share. Super creepy.
So, wow. I wonder if he, how did he kill the dog? Was that like practice, warm up for the, you know, human?
Yeah.
Right? Like, let me see what this feels like to take a life here first.
They say that that's what happens a lot.
They start with like, animals.
They dabble like in some other things that are creepy-deepy before they go human.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like that makes sense, because if I were going to be a serial killer, you don't really go to jail for, right? There's less risk involved with animal things.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like that's, but then you're like, oh shit, this, okay, now it's worth the risk because I'm addicted to the bloodshed. Yes. Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm a big fan of coffee. I'm a big fan of matcha. I'm a big fan of smoothies. And I like to put something creamy in all of them, but I also try to limit my dairy, right? Because it doesn't always agree with me and it can be a little hard on my digestive. So we found this new company called Leccia. We are excited about it because most plant-based milk is full of sugar and provides very little, if any, nutritional benefit. But as a key staple in our homes and what we're looking for our diets and our kids, that kind of, you know, plant-based milk can leave a lot of room for improvement. But Leccia's milk has 0 grams of sugar and is rich in still all of those brain and heart healthy omega-3s. So Leccia is organic. Like I mentioned, 0 grams of sugar. It is great for your brain. It's got the, you know, heart healthy omega-3s, and it provides prebiotics, which is huge for your gut. It's keto friendly. It has the highest quality macadamia nuts and chia seeds, and it checks all the boxes that you might be looking for when it comes to any dietary, you know, or allergy concerns. It's lactose free, gluten free, palm oil free, carrageenan free, non-GMO. These are things that impact your gut that you might not feel on the one-off, but add up for sure over time. So we haven't received it yet. They're sending it to us and we will report back. But on paper, this looks dang good and I cannot wait to put it into everything.
I used to think like, okay, if it's plant-based, it's healthy.
Oh,
this was before
buzzwords, right?
Yeah. This was before my gestational diabetes when I was, you know, prego with Ellie. And then I learned a whole bunch. And one of the things that I learned was that one of my favorite plant-based milk offerings that I was using was packed with sugar. So I'm super excited that they're a partner on the pod. I can't wait to try them. I'm going to be using it in my coffee, baking smoothies, or even by itself, or to serve, you know, to the kiddos, or at least Ben until Ellie's old enough. But you guys, Leccia is available on Amazon, and you can sip with us listeners can get an exclusive discount. Go to Amazon.com and use our code 20SAVEDSIP for a 20% discount on all Leccia products. That's Amazon.com, you know that place, and use code 20SAVEDSIP at checkout to get your 20% discount. That's promo code 20SAVEDSIP.
It is time. It is wild because we've sort of texted back and forth, but I don't really know, and you don't really know. We don't know our total feelings around this album.
Give me your summation of your total feelings.
Okay. It feels at first, in the Midnights, the original 13, did give me, as you mentioned, sort of like if Reputation in 1989 had a baby. But as I started listening more and the more that I've played it, I actually think it's as if almost except for her country roots, but even still, it goes back to like those old times. It feels almost as if all of her albums have a baby. Like I get vibes of even Folklore and Evermore in there, just like that sort of slow, moody, not as much folky, but it's not straight pop to me, even though that's what it's characterized under.
Yeah.
So far it is, I like a little more uppy.
Sure.
So it's not as up. It's not, it definitely feels like a fall release. It does not feel like a summer album.
Yeah.
It feels like a nice, cozy, like this. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to order this on record because this feels like what you need to be listening to
at the cabin.
On record at the cabin. Yeah.
It feels like 1989 put on a fleece.
Yeah.
And like some snow boots or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. When I listened to it, it was highly digestible to me.
Yes.
I was like, this is a tale. Like, so I left feeling at odds with that feeling of like, I think I had gotten really excited about something totally different.
Yeah.
Uncharted. Cause that's kind of she's been on a white hot streak. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like,
well,
we were expecting Fleetwood Mac. We were expecting
rock
to be like, I wanted my face blown off, you know? And then I get into it and I'm like, okay, I feel that it's like very, it's Midnights, right? And it's like about staying up at night. And I feel this feeling of like this, like fever dream, you know, where you're like up all night and there's different modes of that. Like whether it's because you're thinking all the things that she painted, right? It's like self-loathing or what could have been, or it's very, or like revenge, you know, she said, which I've never fantasized about, but like I get this sort of sleepless, mind-wandering vibe of it.
Yeah.
But it was all highly digestible. Here's my but I loved every single song. And
I
can't stop
mm-hmm.
listening to it. Mm-hmm. And because it feels like new album cuts of old albums. And what my theory is that she's been going through re-recordings of all the things. And have you heard the theory of the shelved album, Karma?
A little bit, yes. But
there's a theory that after all the Kim Kanye stuff went down, that there was an album that she recorded that she shelved called Karma. And there's lots of reasons why that I won't get into. But that then Reputation came out. In between 1989 and Reputation, Karma was a shelved album. And she's going through all her re-recordings. And I was texting Ashley, it feels like there was a mountain of songs that she wrote between 1989 and Lover.
Yes.
About
yes.
a lot of things about Calvin, Tom, Joe, Kanye, Scooter Braun, Joe Alwyn, current boyfriend. And that what we're actually getting is, in a sense, a repurposed version of what should have been. Mm-hmm. And now, but it's what she's applied to it is a sophistication from an older Taylor and a more experienced Taylor. And it's, I love the nuance. I love the restraint. And I love the moodiness. I think it's a wonderful album. I can't stop listening to it. I love it.
Listen to this. You know all of these things, I'm sure. This guy talks about how freaking incredible it is.
Biggest album, biggest song, biggest collab, biggest day ever. G occupies the entire top 13 global Spotify songs. Midnights debuted with 184 million streams. For context, here are the top 10 album debuts on Spotify. As you can see, her biggest was Red Taylor's Version with 90 million, and she just doubled it. And Antihero is the biggest song.
Okay, not only did she double that, but when you look at these other 10, so she is albums with the biggest Spotify debuts of all time. Midnights had 185 million, basically, right? CLB, the number two spot, is 155, so 30 more million. And this is in one day, right? Like, I think. And then there's some other ones I don't see. And then Donda's on here, number seven at 95 million. Red's on here. Folklore's on here. Okay.
And she just doubled it. And Antihero is the biggest song debut in history. More than 17 million streams. Guess what the previous record was? It was a Drake song with 12 million. She just beat it by 5 million. And guess what?
Whoa.
She now owns the 5 biggest song debuts in history. Antihero, Lavender Haze, Snow on the Beach, Maroon, You're on Your Own Kid. The most streamed songs in a day on Spotify in history. And Snow on the Beach featuring Lana Del Rey is the biggest collab debut in Spotify history with 15 million streams. Lana Del Rey just had her biggest day on Spotify ever because of this song. And it gets even better because her older songs are also charting. Blank Space, Don't Blame Me, Cruel Summer, August, Lover, Cardigan, All Too Well 10-Minute Version, and Style all got over 1 million streams. Taylor Swift is the first artist in history to get over 200 million streams in a day on Spotify.
She like
Taylor
broke
Swift
Spotify.
Is the music industry.
I love that line.
She does it better than anyone.
Taylor Swift is the music industry.
Okay. And with that said, draft time, baby. So how do we decide who goes first?
I feel I was thinking either we need to flip a coin. Do you have a coin? Or a deck of cards, like
we could ask Siri to flip a coin.
You asked Siri to flip a coin. I don't have Siri on my phone. I hate Siri.
Okay, do you want heads or tails?
Tails.
Hey, Siri. Flip a coin.
Flip again. Oh, it's heads. Okay, so so you will be going first.
I'm actually going off of my I wrote my list out, and then I'm seeing this one song that I had in the third spot that I cannot imagine my life without, so I'm changing it like on the spot, but I cannot live a life without Midnight Rain. That is my number one draft pick.
So this is really interesting because your brain is in a very different spot than me. So I'm not going with that I don't get these songs again. I'm going with the most winning team.
Okay, great.
Okay. So you take Midnight Rain.
Because at the end of the day, it doesn't change how the listeners vote, which is the team, which is the album, yours or mine, that they want to listen to.
Right.
Right. Right. So it doesn't change. It's just the place that we're coming at it with.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Okay. So I'm going to go, I think, in order then of my favorites. I'm going top to bottom.
Okay.
And I also, this is the team that I want. This is not necessarily the team that I think is the most winning. Okay. I'm just going to go with what I want.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Too. I'm going to pick my number one draft pick is going to, you guys are going to be like, she lost the draft because no one's talking about this song. But my number one draft pick is Lavender Haze.
That was on the top three.
Oh, okay, I thought for so sure upset. People are going to be like, what? Because I haven't heard anyone talk about Lavender Haze.
Lavender Haze.
That is very much Reputation.
Oh my God, I'm so mad at you right now. Shit. I've been, okay, if I'm turning on the album, there's a handful of songs I'm turning on first, and that has been one of them in my rotation.
It's so good.
It is so good. Okay, no one's talking about this one. This is a freaking bop. That is just one of my top that I'm hit. Karma.
Karma was my number two. Karma was my number two. Karma is so damn good. I want to put that on.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Oh my God. Mm. It's like, it's saucy, but it's also like not reputation, not angry. Right? It's like Karma is a soft cat in my lap purring.
It's I forgot you existed vibes.
Yeah.
Where it's like the best digs, but it's like high road digs.
Yeah. This is even higher road digs, I feel like.
Totally.
You know?
Yes.
Okay. This one is another one that I guess this guy mentioned it on this. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it, but it makes me highly emotional. My number two pick that I'm going to take is You're On Your Own, Kid. I fucking want every human in history to hear this song because I just feel like it is so on point with really at the end of the day, we're fighting for everyone else's attention and trying to do all of it right by society standards. And at the end of the day, you only really have you. You only can count on you. You're on your own, kid.
Yeah.
You always have been.
And it's I knew I'd get so upset with this.
It's like, I know now we're approaching 40 and it's like, I'm all I ever needed. But when I was younger and what this song is about is like, you didn't realize that when you were little.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, if I'm on my own, it was not enough. Now you realize that's all I ever needed. Yeah. God, I could cry talking about it. I'm so proud that this is on my list right now.
This is on the team. I am swooping up Snow on the Beach.
You can have it. You can have Snow on the Beach.
I love Snow on the Beach.
You can have Snow on the Beach. That is a pretty special one.
I get Snow on the Beach.
It's a pretty special one, but it's not in my top rotation.
Okay. What do you got next?
My next one is Bejeweled.
Yeah. You can have Bejeweled.
Bejeweled to me is just a little fun. This is what you put on when, you know, you're getting ready to go out and you're like happy and, you know, life feels good and your people could do anything to you and you don't care because you're still
Bejeweled. Polish Up Real Nice is going to be the most used caption for like ever now or like the next year and a half. Nice. Like that's my favorite part. And then a lot of people love this one. And it's okay for me. I love the Polish Up Real Nice part, but the killer to me is the something about the something of your heart, the gateway to your heart. Those kind of lyrics, I can't
get you
do
or
it.
You're like, I'm over it. Cheesy.
I'm over it. Cheesy.
Yeah. That is one thing. So I was like, I had a hard time doing the draft because there are certain songs where I'm like, it's not my favorite to play, but she has good lyrics in every single song on this album, like lines in every single song on this album.
Okay, I'm swooping up Antihero.
Oh, I really like Antihero.
I do too.
I really like it. Wait,
who do you think she's talking about when she talks about sexy babies and that she's the monster on the hill? And the first person I thought of was Ariana Grande.
I did not think about it at all. So,
like, if she's comparing herself to like the top people, like in the pop.
Well, in pop, right. That would make sense.
Yeah, I went right to Ariana.
The top five albums. Ariana. There was another thing that I saw. Top five albums of all time in pop. She has four of the five. Ariana's the other one. She's at number four. Ariana has like the number four or maybe five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was really a picture. Someone was telling me this last night. That there was a picture where she, I think it was just Taylor Swift presenting Bruno Mars with an award. Mm. And she did look like twice as tall as him. And I never thought about that being one of her insecurities and like her
she is
writing
tall.
This all in a song, like all her insecurities, it like breaks your heart, you know? But then it's like, oh, wow, even Taylor has big insecurities.
Of course. Of course. Because she has a human brain. The Antihero, I love the way that starts. I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser. And then the, you know, I'll stare right into the sun, but I'll never look in the mirror. Like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh, so good.
That was a good okay, that was a good
one,
pull for
what
you.
What one are you taking next?
I'm taking Vigilante Shit. Don't fuck around with my Vigilante Shit. I love this one.
So good.
Because one of the things that I'm hearing is potentially this is like to Scooter Braun's ex-wife.
Yes.
Which I just love that she might be in bed with Scooter Braun's, but not in like a, it's not even like necessarily undermining Scooter Braun, which I think is a cherry on top. That's a bonus. I think it's more about that she is like pro female, like fuck these guys that don't treat women well. And so then it just luckily it's Scooter Braun that we hate.
There's parts in there that's like, who do you think gave her the envelope? And then in real life, Scooter Braun's being investigated for like this major thing with the FBI. His wife filed for divorce. His it's really interesting, like, how much of this is true, or is it just her fantasy that she took Scooter Braun down, or, like, did Taylor have something to do with it? Yeah. But I love that it is, like, the women are on the same side as this, like, real dirtbag.
Yeah. She's like, she's looking good in your Rolls Royce or Bentley or whatever she says, like, she gets
– there's not many songs – there's not any songs, in my opinion, on the album that are scorched earth except for this one, and it is red hot. It is
and that's
so
why I want
good.
It. Give me – I want to light people on fire, and this song does that.
Okay. I'm taking Maroon.
That one's very good.
I'm taking Maroon.
Tell me why you're taking it.
Because it was next on my list. I love the retrospective of it, and I think it's about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh,
because like red scarf, maroon, like it feels like in that vibe.
Yeah.
And I also really like if I'm remembering this one right, I love the ones that have her voice. It's her voice that's like low.
Uh
huh. It's in Midnight Rain.
Yes. Okay. I saw that in the article you sent me that it said that that's her voice distorted. I thought it was.
I
totally
love the distortion
else.
Of like the weird low voice, and I believe that's in Maroon too. But Maroon's a jam. Maroon's like top tier situation for me. What are you pulling next?
Okay. I'm going off the stories. I feel like a little bit the vibe, but the story. Question.
Oh. Yeah.
I love it because there's talk that might be about Selena and Biebs. And
wait, what?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Like she's asking because there's something about like, you know, have you ever made out with someone and everyone laughed at you and 15 minutes later they're all cheering or whatever? And did you leave her house? And I saw this. It was a TikTok showing all of these like the lyrics juxtaposed with either pictures or videos of Selena and Bieber. And it all added up. Question Whoa. Was, if I hadn't seen that TikTok, it wouldn't be up there, but it is. It is.
I'm taking Sweet Nothing next.
Oh, that's a slow.
That's rounding it out. Sweet. But when I listened to this one, I actually got a little tear in my eye listening to it for the first time because it felt very safe.
Yeah.
And like the people who you love the most are the ones that create those like safe places for you.
Yeah.
And that song felt like a 3-minute safe place.
Yeah.
Like, who's your safe harbor? What does that look like? It, like, the little pebble in your pocket, yeah, like, your inner child is safe. Just the way she can craft a song like that. Yeah. So yeah, good.
That okay. is very good. My next one is Mastermind.
Oh, that's
I just one. Think
that one's
it is
been
a
climbing
jam.
The ranks for me.
It yeah. is a bop. And I love that the message is like, this is not accidental. Nothing's accidental.
Yeah.
It was all a part of the plan all along. And it's, again, there's some spice, some good story. Yeah. I like the sounds of it. It's all, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm pulling Glitch. Have you given that one enough spins yet?
I thought this might go on. I thought it was going to go higher on your list, actually, because that's one that you sent me that you were like, oh my God, Glitch.
The reason it was lower was because I thought, I don't think Ash is going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to play against what I think you would take.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I like it, but I didn't like it to the level that you liked it. But it is spicy. That one has Reputation vibes to me.
That one feels like one of the songs I really love on Reputation is Call It What You Want.
Yeah.
I love that kind of just like it treads and it doesn't go too high or too low. It just moves at a tempo that's like a chill bop. I like my chill bops, man. Glitch is a chill bop.
I like run spicy. To Glitch. Scorching bops.
Yeah. Dragon breathing.
Dragon
bops.
Breathing bops.
Yes.
This is not dragon. Okay. So I either like spicy, scorchy, dragon breathing or very emotional, deep, sentimental shit.
Oh,
I
so think my you're
next
take one
is
favorites.
Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
I know.
It is so good. It's just so good. And I'm wondering what that is about.
I have a friend. Last night, because I've been loving that one. It is so cool. I'm actually so mad that you have it. That was my next poll, and I thought maybe she won't take this one because maybe she hasn't listened to the 3 a.m.
It's a little bit of an underdog.
Enough.
It's an underdog, but it's going to be a rookie of the year season.
That's
situation.
A deep album cut that is like top tier deep album cut. But I had a friend at my house last night who was like, Taylor Swift wrote a song about miscarriage. And then I had not thought about that. And then I listened to it this morning with the framework of miscarriage and bawled. Not bawled, but I had like tears coming down. And I don't know if she's experienced that, but man.
I've never, okay, I'm reading the lyrics now. I thought it was about a breakup that is bittersweet, right? Like this had to end. Like, did you read The Idea of You?
Yeah.
Yet? Okay. It kind of reminds me of that, right? Like we have to break up because our lives will not work together, but I don't want to. Like I can't imagine life without you. But reading it now as if it was a miscarriage, that makes a lot of sense too. And it's very, I don't think Taylor's had a miscarriage, but I do think this could absolutely be about that.
Chris just got home and I asked him if he could grab me a High Noon.
Yeah. Get it in there.
Out of the beer fridge.
Stick it. Say, Chris, can you get a High Noon?
Okay. I'm so conflicted on what to take next because there's three that I want. What? And I know you're going to take one of these three, but I'm taking Paris.
No! That was my next one! No!
Paris is so good.
Oh my God.
Paris is so good.
My, okay, fine. This is, oh my God. That's a hard pill to swallow for me. I like, oh God.
Paris is so good. And that's for sure about Joe.
Is it? Yeah.
It has
they're
to be.
They're in love. They're right.
He's a London
That's
boy.
What I thought too.
You
it's
know,
like,
so they're the
all
whole,
this shit's
the whole
happening.
Europe
and
area
I don't
is
notice hit. Any of it.
Any song about anywhere in Europe is her and Joe.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There's two that are, I'm going to be so mad if you take one of these two.
I honestly could live without the rest of. The other five that are left. Okay. So so this is going to be like, these are my bench warmers. These are not my starting players, but they're my bench warmers.
Yeah, we're getting to the bottom.
Would have, could have, should have.
Okay. Do you know who that one's about?
That you said, you told me John Mayer.
That's 100% about John Mayer.
When I first listened to it, this was higher on the list. I loved it. But then the fact that it's about John Mayer made me like it less. Because I don't want John Mayer in. The more I know about that guy, the less I want to know about that guy.
Yeah. So
I think he is a shiesty mofo and a dirty dog and I don't like him. So and I don't want songs about him.
Track anymore. 19 about a song about, this song is about Set when she was 19 and she wrote it apparently now she's the same age in her 32 or something. Same age as John Mayer was when he and her had the relationship when she was 19.
He's a dirty.
And so when you listen to the song with that context.
Yeah. Dirty.
Not good.
It's gross.
Real
this
bad.
Guy grosses me out. I don't like him. And it sucks because I like his music. So but I'm not going to be spinning any of his stuff because I do not like him.
Okay. I'm taking Labyrinth.
Tell me about that.
So it has the dub situation.
What is that?
I think it's beautiful. So let me play a little, the dark voice. It has the dark voice.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can't, her people will destroy our podcast in one foul swoop if we play her songs like on
air. No, we can't. Like. We can't. But it's my last one on the list.
Yeah. I love when she, the parts of the song where she's like, oh, I'm falling in love. This fear of falling in love again because of all of her past heartache. And I think the way it those like when she goes high pitch with those like melodies.
Yeah.
Contrasted with the dark dub. I think it's really cool. Yeah. I'm falling in love again. It's good. I love that one. Okay.
I am going with The Great War.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Tell me. Do you have – we don't – I mean these at this point sort of like the last picks.
Right. These are our bench warmers. Yeah. But I do have strong feelings about the next two songs, and I have high hopes for getting one and don't really care as much about the other. And I have a feeling I'm going to be disappointed here.
I'm taking High Infidelity.
Rethink that.
No, I'm definitely taking it.
You and really want to rethink that.
Do you know who it's about?
No.
I think – okay, so last night or two
shit,
nights ago.
High Infidelity is
– is good.
Primo.
I'm actually surprised.
Why is it this far down on our list?
No, I don't know.
I'm looking at this and I'm like, did I make a mistake? This should have been in an earlier round.
It's really good. It is really good.
Yeah.
And Chris and I, we were putting up because we had a Halloween party. I'll talk about that over on Patreon. But we were putting up decorations the night before and we were like having a drink. We were putting up bats or whatever.
Yeah.
And High Infidelity comes on. And I hit pause and I looked at Chris and he was cracking up laughing at this. And I was like, I've just decided that this song is about Calvin Harris.
Okay.
And he was cracking up. He's like, I do declare.
Yeah.
But there's a lyric on there that's like, put on your headphones and burn my city. And he's a DJ. DJs, he's got those big like headphones that he puts on, right?
Yeah.
And their breakup, he was mad. He was really mad. And then she had that boomerang with Tom right after. But there's a specific date. And I Googled it. It's like, do you really want to know where I was on this day?
April 19th.
And people on the internet, that was the night of Gigi Hadid's birthday party. Something happened at Gigi's birthday.
Oh, April 29th. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was also the date that the song with Rihanna and Calvin that Taylor wrote, This Is What You Came For, dropped. So there's some things in there
that are Calvin
that I think are very Calvin.
This is also, I think, one of my favorite lines on the album in this song, which is, you know, there's many different ways you can kill the one you love. The slowest way is never loving them enough. Okay, then who is she talking about? Because it says, do you really want to know where I was April 29th? Do I really have to tell you how he brought me back to life? So who brought her? Is it Tom?
Tom.
That brought her back to life?
Yeah.
Because she was just like, oh my God, you.
Yeah.
But wait, he was devastated. Who broke up with who?
I think Taylor broke up with Calvin.
Because she had wanted to?
Out. Because Getaway Car was about Tom. He was her getaway car from Calvin.
Yes. But I this think, sounds like she's in pain leaving.
Well, they
maybe
had
it was an addiction sort of thing.
They had a very intense relationship.
Yeah, in fact, I thought that was going to be it.
I kind of love – I think Calvin and Taylor was one of my favorites because they were so hot. And they were like very public and they did red carpets together and stuff. And I felt like it looked fun and happy and like young and just Calvin and Taylor I loved. But I think – you know, this song was about Calvin. I think Getaway Car was that transition time. And I think Midnight Rain is about Tom.
I'm looking up all these lyrics because, God, they are just – this is an album. So for me, I feel like for the most part, this is an album that I think is very – there's not a lyric that bothers me. You mentioned one that you thought was cheesy.
Only remember, the one Bejeweled. Only
when I heard Gorgeous and I was like, this is absolute bullshit. Who's writing this? This is stupid. Oh, I'm so angry because you're pretty. Like, get out of here. But Midnight Rain, all of these are so smart.
Yes.
But Midnight Rain, yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to put this up for a vote because I don't know how people decide.
Wait. So my team is Lavender Haze.
Yeah. You're on your own. So mad at you for that one.
Bejeweled. Yeah. Vigilante Shit. Question. Yeah. Mastermind. Bigger Than the
Bigger Than the Whole Sky. Oh, I hate that you have that one too.
I know. Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, The Great War, and Dear Reader.
And your mine team is Midnight Rain, Karma, Snow on the Beach, Antihero, Maroon, Sweet Nothing, Glitch, Paris, Labyrinth, and High Infidelity.
Wow. Okay. Whoa. So then that means our starting five is the top five that we have. Yeah. And I feel that's a Super Bowl matchup right there.
Oh yeah.
This is you're gonna be walloped. No. These are the two best teams. I mean,
yeah.
I'm looking at mine and I'm proud of mine. I'm looking at yours and I'm thinking, fuck, we gotta study the film. We gotta prepare for this. Yes. Because they could really put a hurting on us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, this is the best of the best. This is the creme de la crop.
Creme de la crap. Crop.
Creme de la crap.
This is so good. Okay. But I do think that we need to devastatingly at some point do all-time Taylor. But I need to play this album a few more because right now I don't think any of these would make it in my all-time.
We need to do it during the Super Bowl season.
Yeah. We need to do it in February where we've got several months of this playing and there's going to be songs that we can't live without for sure.
Yeah.
And it's, oh my God, I'm terrified already about
this. Me too. Me too.
But we need to do it. Me too. Okay. So we'll put this up. You guys got to vote. Whose team, who's, you know, what team are you repping, rooting for?
Yeah.
Which sideline are you sitting on to cheer us on?
Yes. Today's episode is brought to you by Dakotot. Calling all mamas, if you're expecting or you have a newborn, then listen closely because we're about to change your freaking life. Dakotot are the trusted experts in baby comfort and safety. So the lifestyle brand is made for the modern parent and creates functional solutions for feeding, playing, resting, sleeping, lounging, and beyond. From the award-winning dock to whimsical play tents and nursing pillows that double as home decor, the Dakotot brand grows with families through every stage and phase. Your baby deserves the best of the best, and you do too. Our listeners get the best deal they offer. Get 15% off plus free shipping with code SIP at Dakotot.com. Okay, but we have to get to the heart of this, Ash.
Yeah.
I pinged you and I was like, hey, listen, Dakotot wants to, like, there's a potential partnership here with Dakotot, and you and I were both a resounding four thumbs up.
Right. Because we're not, they didn't send us this. I used it with both of my children.
Same.
And it is, I feel like when you got a kid, it's not really about looking pretty, even though these do look pretty. It's really about functionality, and you will use the Dakotot every day. Like you need somewhere safe to place your baby while they're, you know, I don't think they're supposed to nap in it overnight, but like when you're sitting on the couch and you want to have your hands, or when you're cooking dinner, or like when you have to go to the bathroom, or any number of things that you can't just have the baby in your hands all the time. You need somewhere safe. You want somewhere cozy. It's mobile, easy to pick up, move around. Like I loved it so much that we also bought the DACA toddler or toddler tot, whatever it's called. It's the extra big size when they outgrew the DACA tot, because the DACA tot is so unbelievable.
I've used the Dakotot today alone already like 20 times, literally, because I set it by, like, when Ellie and I are, when she's breastfeeding, when I switch sides.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, I got to put my bra up on one side, undo the other side. Cause I can't be just free. Cause whatever. It's a whole thing. And then, but I have like the safe place to put her. That's easy. Mm-hmm. And then I can pick up the Dakotot. When Ben and I are reading books on our bed, I then take the Dakotot from her room into my room, and she can lay on the bed like super safe in the Dakotot while Ben and I are reading books, right? And then I pick up the Dakotot again and I take it into Ben's room while I'm putting him down, because then I have her docked and happy and safe.
Right.
Like, literally, I just explained like what I just did right before coming on this freaking podcast.
Yeah.
Like,
so when they're like, hey, do you want a partner? It's like,
duh. Babies, mamas, and gift givers, this is the best brand that you can buy for your precious child you love most. Get 15% off at Dockatot.com with the code SIP. That's 15% off with the code SIP at Dockatot.com. Parenting is hard, but Dockatot makes it easier. Okay, but where'd you get your story from?
I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me where you got this from?
No.
This is a real story or a fake story?
A real journalist never cites her sources.
Wow.
Is that true? Maybe that's like the CIA.
A real journalist plagiarizes everything.
Journalist has to cite her sources. I am working for the Department of Homeland Security and I cannot cite my sources.
Wow.
Our old house was on a corner. And in lieu of a backyard, it had a side yard, okay? And there was a small deck that wrapped around the back. Pretend this is me when I was little.
Okay.
Or whatever, younger. Okay. And then the dining room had patio doors that led out to the back. And we would do like barbecues and, you know, picnic, sure. Whatever. Like we would do that sure. Out there.
Why am I scared so already?
So when I was 14, We only had one desktop computer and then one laptop for the family. And my brother and I would fight over the desktop, right? That was prime picking.
Prime time
of the
real
desktop.
Estate.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, because we fight over the desktop, I would then use the laptop to write my music. And on one night, my brother had a friend over.
Your
and
music?
They were downstairs in the basement doing, you know, whatever it was. And they were on the desktop. They were on the desktop. I was in the dining room near the patio doors. With the laptop. So as I'm writing, I start wrapping it up. And I was so in the moment. It's like I was pulling a Taylor Swift. I was in the moment. And I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings. But I hear a knock on the patio door. Okay. And it startles me. I look up and I'm expecting to see, you know, my brother or his buddy that he has over. And standing at the door and waving at me was a person.
No.
I don't know if it was male, female, how old they were, because they were wearing a Halloween bloody pig mask. And I thought it was just like my brother or his friend. So I was
playing
like,
a joke,
good one.
Playing a little prank. Yeah,
and I gave them the finger and sure. I walked away. I went down. I walked downstairs.
Okay.
To catch him in the act to see who wasn't there. Right. Which one was it? Was my brother or my friend? So I go downstairs and what do I see?
What?
They're both sitting on the couch.
Dead.
Playing PlayStation.
Okay.
And they swore up and I'm sitting there at the laptop. I look up, pig mask in the patio door. I'm right freaking there. I mean, he's coming up the side yard. He's looking right there. Pig mask, a bloody pig mask. I'm not. Go downstairs. It's certainly one of them. They're both there.
They're both there. So who's sitting pig there. Mask? So who's pig mask?
Right. That's, then we'll never know. That's it. Some creeper. He's creeping.
Okay. I've got real stories for you.
Fine. That was not real enough for you?
This is legit. I started looking up spooky stories.
No.
I was like, but I want real ones.
Okay.
I have real ones for you.
Great.
So there's this place in Iowa called the Viscala Axe Murder House. It's a tourist attraction. Okay. So like people go, they like want to get a little thrill. Ghost hunters, horror lovers. Like, let's go to this murder
horror
house.
Lovers.
Yes.
The red light.
So the reason why this is popular is because there was a 1912 murder. Gruesome. Bad. Real bad.
Okay.
Six children, two adults had their skulls crushed by an axe of someone we don't know. Maybe it was Mr. Pig Mask.
Yeah.
Okay. So this happened in 1912. Six children, two adults, axe crushing of the skulls. The house was sold in 1994. It was restored to its 1912 condition, and then it was converted into this tourist destination, okay? So you can go there, like, today. It costs $428 a night. With inflation now, it's probably like $800.
$1 million, yeah.
$1 million. So you can stay at this haunted house. And then people always say that there's like strange things happening, mm-hmm. visions of a person with an axe, someone roaming the halls with an axe. And then there have been some people who've said that they hear the screams of children at this house. Okay. But then something super freaky happened in November of 2014. Okay. Robert Stephen Larson, he was a 37-year-old man from Wisconsin. He was on a recreational paranormal visit. Let's go to this house and have fun.
Yeah.
And he went there with friends.
Okay.
Okay. His friends found him stabbed in the chest. They called 911. He was brought to a nearby hospital, and then he was carted off into Omaha. The wounds were apparently self-inflicted.
Oh.
At 12:45 a.m. Okay. That was the exact time that the murders happened in 1912.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So he recovered from his injuries, but he's never spoken publicly about it. But that house is open to this day for tourists. But the exact to the minute of the murders in 1912, this guy stabs himself.
Yeah. Do we think that, and he's never spoken about it, but my question would be, was that intentional? Like, did he research these murders?
I don't know, but then people hear the screams of children and like all these freaky deaky things. Could it have been a voice in his head?
Right. Well, he lived to tell the tale, but he refuses to.
Right.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
All right.
This is Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Because the pig man and then mm-hmm. this guy, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Always leave you wanting something.
So did you read these before you're reading them to me now?
Yeah.
What I did was skim so that it would be a surprise. I would be equally as surprised and hopefully scared. Because honestly, I'm like reading. I'm like, okay, this is not scary. I'm sitting here safe, daylight, you know, like none of this spooks me. And it was like spooky ghost stories. And I was like, I'm not scared of that. So I like your version of these are real things that happen that are just freaking creep town. But here's one. So I went on a canoe camping trip. And it was in Northern Canada while I was growing up. When I was there, the camp was already 102 years old. And in the early years of the camp, they had First Nation, Cree and Ojibwe guides on the trips. And in the early 1910s, they had a very popular and good guide who had just gotten married. Right? He moved his wife out to a remote island on one of the lakes and built a cabin with her out there. And there were a few other cabins on the lake, but it was quite remote, but on a fur trading route. So they had a happy first winter there, but he was gone all summer doing these guiding, you know, canoe trips. And during the fall and spring, he'd be gone for weeks at a time, trapping animals for furs and only coming home to the remote cabin to get different clothes and drop off supplies to his young wife, who's out there by herself, just waiting for her sweetie pie.
Okay.
To get home. One trip in the early fall, he came home to drop off supplies and his wife had lost her mind. Ugh. She killed him by chopping him in the head with an axe.
Whoa.
They found her screaming, stark mad, and naked on the shore of their island. She was committed and died shortly afterwards. She never recovered her mind.
Ooh.
In the late 1990s, in the early fall, a husband and wife were canoe tripping down that same lake and were caught in a terrible storm. They took shelter on the island. They tried to set up their tent, but it was torn away by the wind. The guide's cabin still stood, and the years had blown out the windows and collapsed part of the roof, but it was shelter enough from the storm, right? So they're like, okay, well, we're going to hunker down here for the day and the night as the storm raged on, just
big
trying
mistake.
To wait that out.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. The next morning, husband and wife, the wife was found naked and screaming for help, adrift in their canoe on the lake. The waters were still rough from the storm the day before, and she was inconsolable. She claimed a native man with half a head tore her clothes from her as she slept, and that she was chased by a naked corpse of a woman into the night until she escaped in their canoe. She didn't know where her husband was. They found his body in the ruins of the cabin with half of his head missing.
No.
And they never solved the murder. Who done it? Now, here's the deal. If these things really, like if you actually told me this story or anyone that we know told this story, then I would be scared shitless. But instead, it's like,
No, my source This has is legit. It has names of people.
What does that mean?
Like, these are real. This is real. This is Esquire. True horror stories.
Okay. And but I'm just saying, like, it's so far away from me. Yeah. But I'm not scared.
Okay. Do you believe in
haunted? What we need to try again is going to your cabin when it's dark out, and we need our friend Annie to be there.
We need to bring a Ouija board.
Don't tell
That's Erica. Too scary.
Don't tell Erica that. But we need That's Annie there because nobody scary. Tells, not a single soul on earth tells stories better than Annie.
We should make a podcast just using the Ouija board.
Okay. You know?
And then we'll haunt not only each other, but everyone who listens to it.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
Okay. We can. Okay.
Do you believe in the haunting of things, not people? Or do you think it's possible?
You mean like a house or a hotel or
like
something?
Like an object, land? Like a doll.
Totally.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Erica says all of it's real. Remember yeah. when we asked her, we're like, yeah. paranormal things? And she's like, oh, yeah. all of it's real.
Yes. Okay,
so this is about a haunted doll. Okay. When you think of, I'm just going to read this from the Esquire article because it's so funny. When you, because like what was actually haunted, you're going to think, no way, but then listen to the story. When you think of haunted dolls, it's likely the creepy old Victorian looking porcelain kind that springs to mind. Like, yes, everyone thinks those like super old, like this is from a like pilgrim, right? None of which you probably have lying around. However, this is the story of a frozen Elsa doll.
Oh.
That was gifted for Christmas. This made Houston area headlines on the news in 2013 when it seemingly became haunted. So, family gets this frozen Elsa doll, and the doll is reciting phrases from the movie Let It yeah. or like from the movie yeah, and it's saying "Let it go" when a button was pressed on its necklace. Mm-hmm. So for 2 years operated as normal. And this, the mom said this, Emily Madonia. So they bought the doll in 2015. It's operating as normal. In 2015, it started doing weird things like singing those same songs in Spanish. So you think, okay, probably malfunction. They probably make this doll like in all different kinds of languages, right? This yeah. is like an internationally right. popular movie.
Nothing to worry about yet. Like we yeah, clearly but the
button,
this.
Then the button, it wasn't just the button that changed. It was like totally random of when it would sing English and Spanish. Okay. The family owned the doll for more than 6 years, never needed to change its batteries. This was like a, just it kept going and going and going. But then the doll started randomly speaking on and off even when the switch was turned off. So no power running to the batteries. The doll just starts speaking. So the family's like, this is getting kind of weird, right? This
it's
is getting
kind of... I just got crackles in my headphones.
Yeah, this is getting weird. And so they throw the doll out in December of 2019. So they got it in 2013. By 2019, it rolls around. They're like, it's got to go. A couple weeks later, the doll reappears in their living room inside a bench. The kids are like, we did not put it in there. Right. And the mom and dad, they believe them because the kid that would have meant that the kids would have they would have had to have gone through the garbage outside because yeah. they put it outside
and like premeditated. Right. Because it sounds like they threw it away and it was gone for a while. But then it just years later.
Yeah. Years later. So no. So they threw it out in 2019. Weeks later, they found weeks it back later. Inside the bench. And the kids are saying, we didn't do it. The parents are like, we believe you because you yeah. would have had to have gone through the garbage. So then the family, they double bagged the doll and placed it at the bottom of the garbage. And the garbage went out the next day.
And they all watched probably it. Made sure yes. to see it. Yes.
Double bagged. Creepy dolls got to go. They go on a trip afterwards. When they return, the doll was in the backyard of their house.
That's and, that. And then what? That's where it ends? Then what? And That's then next that. Thing we know, they're all dead. For every dead. One of those now, family members is dead.
Now they're dead.
No, okay, that yes. actually is kind of
But
spooky.
That's kind of creepy, right? So yeah. they probably kept the doll because they're like, at this point, we're making right. it mad. We're making this like Elsa spirit right. doll mad.
Yeah.
And like, what's the story there? How did a spirit get into an Elsa doll? Or it's, like, that's just the thing. Weird.
You buy it new from a store. So I wonder. Okay, I'm on or, this whole. This is taking me somewhere
here's
else now.
Here's a trick. Remember how the gnome thing, Chris's grandpa tricked us with the yeah. gnomes? I wonder. I wonder if they told too many family members about what was going on. And then they're like, okay, we took it out in the okay. garbage. And then someone was like, oh, they're out on a trip, let's put it in their backyard when they're gone.
Could be.
That here's what I'd like to research.
Here's what I'd like to research.
Yeah.
What happened at the factory where those dolls were made?
Right.
Was someone murdered there?
Probably.
Did someone lose their mind?
100% cashback. I bet that's what happened.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And that guy, girl that lost her mind and went on a killing spree at the factory.
Yeah.
She came back in this doll. They didn't know that these dolls were tainted. They send them to the shelves to these innocent family to put under the Christmas tree at Christmas thinking this is totally fine.
Yes.
There's a huge loss and devastation here. Let's not lose money.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we've got a serial killer on the loose. Okay, and it's in the doll, in the form of an Elsa doll.
Yeah. You cracked the case. This was unsolved, and now we know.
Okay. And now we know.
One more each.
Okay. So you go first then, because I gotta find
it.
Okay,
I'll just close it out. I'll close it out.
Okay, you close it out.
This is about the death of Elisa Lamb. Okay. This woman, Elisa Lamb, she was last seen in 2013, January 31st, 2013, mm-hmm. in the lobby of Cecile Hotel in downtown LA. So this was a woman.
I've heard of that hotel.
Yeah, she was vacationing through the West Coast. So she was documenting. She had a blog that she was documenting her trip on.
Wait, I'm going to Google this.
She was checking in. This made big news. She was checking in with her parents every day. So she's calling her mom and dad every single day. And then on January 31st...
No. Is she Asian?
I don't know. I haven't looked at her picture.
Well, because there was a documentary on Netflix about
this. Oh, yeah, there is. There is. I read that at the end.
She went missing.
The Cecile Hotel. So there's a documentary. We should watch this on Halloween.
I've already watched it.
And?
And it is a mystery. No one knows what the fuck. They found her body in a tank on the roof.
Wait! You just skipped to the end. So
I've already seen it, and this is... Okay.
I haven't.
Okay,
so
read it for the listeners.
So on January 31st, the calls stopped, and she had vanished. Police got involved. Parents arrived to help, but they came up with nothing. Everything came up with nothing. So they then looked at the elevator surveillance footage before her disappearance, and then there's footage that shows that she's behaving kind of strange in the elevator. Yes. She was talking with invisible people, so maybe there's some mental health issues going on. She was like peering around the corners of the door, or drugs, crouching in the corner, opening and closing the door, but no one really knows like what's going on in the video. It raises a lot of questions, but not a lot of answers.
Because if you watch the thing on Netflix, they have video inside the elevator, but not right outside. So they don't see the hallway. So you can't see if she's actually talking to someone or not.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. I gotta watch this.
You do.
So there's lots of theories, psychotic episodes, demonic possession, like huge range, yes. Right? So then around the same time, hotel guests started reporting weird things happening with the water supply. So Sabina Bao, she was a guest there. She'd spent 8 days there during the investigation. She said the shower was awful. When you turn the tap water on, the water was coming black first for 2 seconds, and then it was going back to normal. She said the tap water tasted horrible. Very funny, sweetie, disgusting taste. Very strange taste that couldn't be described. But for a week, they never complained. People just thought, oh, maybe the water's bad here. You know, they never thought anything of it. They just, you kind of do it. You're like, oh, the shower's just going to be like cold and then hot. It's going to be black and then clear. Like, you just sort of, oh, this is
And it was
funny.
In like a shady sort of part of LA. It was like a cheap hotel. So people are like, okay.
Yeah. People said, this is a quote from someone who said that. We thought it was just the way it was. Here.
Yeah. This is because they had like international travelers. And what I remember with the documentary is the photos on the website looked very nice, and it was a catfish situation. It looked very nice. And then you arrived at the hotel and you're like, but you're traveling from, you know, Denmark or whatever. You're like, okay, well, what else do we do? I guess we already paid for this.
This is just the way it is. Here. Yeah. Yeah. Right. What are you going to do?
And then the water is terrible. And you say, well,
so then on the morning of February 19th, a hotel employee climbed to the roof and used a ladder to investigate the water storage tanks. That's where authorities found the decomposing naked body of Lamb, whose personal items were found nearby. Death was labeled accidental. The Los Angeles NBC, their local news, reported at the time about strange circumstances in the hotel's past. So the tank had a metal latch that can be opened, but authorities said access to the roof is secured with an alarm and a lock. The single room hotel has an unusual history. There was a serial murderer, the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, who was found guilty of 14 slayings in the 1980s. He lived on the 14th floor for several months in 1985. And international serial killer Jack Underwerger is suspected of murdering three prostitutes during the time he lived there in 1991. He killed himself in jail in 1994. In 1962, a female occupant jumped out of one of the hotel windows, killing herself and a pedestrian on whom she landed. So this hotel, so like, is it cursed? Was this just a tragic case amidst many tragic cases?
No, and I don't remember, because I feel like I watched it like a year ago or something, but there was some very, more than just the door, like there was some very weird, suspicious things about the tank that it made it seem like she didn't commit suicide, like something happened to her, but they had no footage or any, like it made no sense why... how she got in there or how she got up there. And also, oh, because you had to like, I think one of it was if you could open the latch, but the latch was closed. So then there was this question of, cause she would, how do you, is she climbing in? And then she would have to be hanging by the top of this tank to then close the latch instead of you would just dive in a tank. Right. I think that was part of it was like, how did the latch... Someone had to close the latch, but there's no footage of anyone going up there.
That would not have been an easy thing to do by any stretch.
Right. And so then it's like, okay, well, then she was murdered, but there's also no evidence of murder. So how did this happen? I think it's something like that, like something very... like, circumstantially, it doesn't make sense, but something shady went down. And maybe it was, you know, extraterrestrial kind of things. But yeah, that's Spook City. Yeah, you gotta watch this now.
Not a place that I'm staying.
Wait,
at any time.
Cecil,
the Vanishing
Hotel docu. I'm gonna look at. Let me see.
It was
The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel.
At Cecil Hotel.
Guys, you gotta watch it.
I'm gonna watch that after I get a base meal and I whip up a delicious HelloFresh. HelloFresh. Farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You got to skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. It's America's number one meal kit, and it's my number one meal kit. This is the only meal kit that Chris and I invest in, and it saves our life every single freaking week. With HelloFresh, ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. Everything is pre-portioned, which makes cooking a snap and helps us cut down on food waste because we have exactly what we need for each meal. They offer vegan recipes on the menu every week made without animal products of any kind like dairy, meat, eggs, or honey. They have things like the sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry stir fry. I like how we can go on the meals and sort by like we need like the fast meals, the ones that come in like from start to finish under 30 minutes. I love those. And that we can pick just like what sounds good. Like, oh, we had hamburgers last week. Let's switch it up and go for the pasta this week. But they have an ever-changing schedule. All the plans are flexible. You can choose your meals for the week, update your preferences, and change your delivery date all in the HelloFresh app. And Chris and I mean, we literally like tonight we're making these meatball bowls that we've had so many times before because we just absolutely love them. We always go for tacos, like, regularly. We had the most amazing enchiladas. One of our favorites too is like spicy buffalo chicken with like they make this like blue cheese like little sauce that you can drizzle on top. Bon appetit. Amazing. We've taught Ben how to say chef's kiss when we have HelloFresh and he puts his little he goes you know, chef's kiss, yeah. but he doesn't quite say it like that because he's like yeah. a little person.
But the sentiment's there.
Like if someone was at our house, no one would know that's what he said, but we know.
But you know.
And we know it's because he thinks the meals are great.
Go to HelloFresh.com/sip65 and use code SIP65 for 65% off
Whoa.
Plus free shipping.
Is that the biggest code we've had?
I feel like it's up there.
Yeah.
That's 60. That's crazy. Okay. So go to HelloFresh.com/SIP65 and use code SIP65 for 65% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Okay. It's hitting me. I'm getting just now. I'm getting slop city.
Getting sloppy.
I'm getting slop city. Yeah, it was a little hard to not slur my words on that last line.
You've
and my
got
eyelids
it.
Are feeling heavy.
You've got it.
I've got it. I so downed good. This whole thing of espresso martini, and then I thought,
and your eyelids are heavy. It's
yeah.
espresso. You should be perked well, up for the rest
great
of the day.
The last 2 nights, but
oh,
I mean, it does say there's caffeine in here.
Okay,
I don't know how much, but then I poured a little sipper of this.
And
Aquavit, because this, it says, I looked on their website, Stillweather Spirits. It's from Oregon.
Yeah, from like
Pacific Northwest.
Right next, it's from the town next to my hometown.
Oregon City. Yeah.
And this is from a listener who sent these to us to try, and you're trying them. And what do you think?
So we're going to try, we'll have to make a gin. I sent the back of this label to Leah. Because I asked her, do you have a gin recipe, a go-to recipe? And she said, well, gin, you know, has like top notes. So we need to know what the notes are in it. So I sent it to her and she wrote back as we were recording. And she said, I'm already thinking a fancy cucumber gimlet riff.
Ooh.
Gimlet. So she'll get us, we'll make that in the future. But they also sent this aquavit.
I'd like you to send that one to her too, though, because that I was a little puzzled because our, okay. So this was from, who's this from? Double Fister Soul Sipper. What was her name? She didn't write her name on here.
Oh, she didn't?
Not on my card. But it's a Scandinavian spirit, and it has the licorice taste, which you love.
Yes, so that's what's why I was excited. So it says, caraway is a star here with hawthorn berries and tart cherries making up the backbone of this spirit.
Her name is Amy.
Right, Dill? Huh?
Amy, and she's one of the owners of Stillweather Spirits, and she's a Double Fister Soul Sipper.
Which we love. Bright dill, grapefruit peel, and a light touch of star anise finish this wonderful spirit off. Enjoy it as a chilled shot, which is what I'm doing, straight sipper, or let your imagination play and try it in place of other spirits. So, 88 proof. This is a strong one.
What do you think? Do you taste
the licorice? I'd like it to be mixed. It's not enough licorice for me.
Okay. So Leah, we got to get Leah on the
case. It has a very good flavor, but I want it mixed with something.
Yeah.
Because there's
And you're
a
not
lot
a gin
fresh-
gal, so to go straight gin and to actually think it's like
I don't
good,
think this is gin.
It's not?
Is it? Because they have two gins on their website, and then they have the Pluvia Vitae Aquavit.
Oh, it's. I don't know anything about anything.
I don't either. I've never had it. But I'm going to send this to Leah. We're going to get... I mean, but it's highly sippable. Like you would not catch me dead sipping any kind of vodka or anything just on ice.
Right.
I didn't even make a face. Did I even make a face when I sip it? No.
No.
It's great.
Yeah.
I just want a little more flav. And I want the anise to smack me in the face, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But this is...
Is it anise or anise?
I don't know.
We gotta be
you
careful
know
with that one.
How to pronounce...
You got to be careful because there's another word that sounds real similar.
Anise. Anise. That's what it says right here. Hold on. Anise. It's
the way you're
trying to say
your face.
A instead of it says, oh, wow. Google is smart. So anise. Oh, it is anise.
No, it's not.
Colleen.
No.
Look. I'm
no.
It is not. Look it. Right here.
Anise.
Oh, it's anise. Anise. But see how I spoke into you can practice. And I said anise. So it sounds like you said anise. Try to say A instead of us. So I was like, oh my God. Anise. 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 That's what she's saying. When I listen to her, anise. Anise. So it's not anise. Anise. my God. You, next time you have to get, you have to get something stronger. Cause I'm sloppy and you're still together.
I'm not.
No, you're not.
If you listen to this back, you'll know.
Oh, you're, I thought you meant I'm not sloppy, but that's why I'm like, I agree with you. You're not sloppy. Get slop city. But you're like, no, I'm not. I'm not together. That's what you meant.
Yes.
You're not together. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So should we land the bird?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should land it.
The rant. Oh, I got a couple rants. One, moving. Two, and I already think I've done this before. Everybody already knows moving sucks. I could go on and on. We all know. We've done it before.
Sure.
Yesterday, I'm at my aunt and uncle's. Kara ordered. We're starved balls. We're starving.
Yeah.
We're trying to order sandwiches, but I'm gluten-free. So it's like, fucking, I'm a stick in the mud because it's like, you know, who offers a good gluten-free option?
Right.
For some reason, Jimmy John's says no.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's, I don't like their gluten-free option because it's just over a bed of shredded iceberg lettuce. I don't like it. Kara says she recommends this one and it sounds amazing. And it's a like weed-themed place. So it's called like, I don't know, Chronic or something.
Sure.
And so it's funny. And they're like funny things. But I look at the website. It looks amazing. Delicious. So we decide to order from there. It says 30 to 40 minute delivery window. Okay. Great.
Great.
Perfect. 2 hours later, it arrives at the door and it's most 90% correct. 10% is missing. Guess what's missing?
Yours.
My kids' food.
Hmm.
I ordered them cheesy bread. And they're sitting on the couch watching their screens because they've been very patient and it's been now 2 fucking hours.
On. Yeah.
And we say, okay, food's here. Head to the table because we can't eat at the couch. I said, I got you guys some cheesy bread. Are you hungry? I get them all amped up.
Oh, yeah, they're ready.
I ordered cheesy bread. Yay. They run over to the kitchen table. They sit there and we're unbagging everything, right? We're going through and they're like, Mom, hurry, right? Because we're like digging through.
And they're hungry.
Yeah. And I said, oh, we're looking. We're trying to find it. This is a big order. There was like 8 of us or something ordering sandwiches. Lo and behold, no cheese. And I'm starving, right? And I think the worst thing in the world that you could do, I'm starving, is lose my kids' food. Mm-hmm. I will do anything. I will starve until I die.
Scorched earth. Yes.
As long as my kids get what they need.
Right.
No. They did not. So then it's like, oh, what are we going to do? Well, we're not waiting 2 more hours. Like, what do we do?
What do you do?
Right? So my rant is wrong orders, overpromising and underdeliver. If they would have said, oh, it's a 2 hour wait or whatever, 2 hour delivery time, we would have been like, okay, well, we'll choose somewhere closer. Like, we're not going to go for 2 hour wait. No, thank you. So one, they said 30 to 40 minutes. Well, why don't you triple that? And then we'll be a little closer to the ballpark of when we'll actually receive the food. And then two, when your kid, if any time the order is wrong, but especially if
don't
they hose up your kid's food,
my kid's food. Yeah.
At the end of the day, nothing else matters if the kids aren't taken care of.
That is true horror. That's
horror.
Horrifying thing.
Yeah.
That's a scary
and every time you say horror, I hear whore, and you missed the joke earlier because you said something about, scary hotel. Yes, people that, you know, the thrill seekers and the whore lovers. And I said, oh, yes, the people that love whores, like in the red light district. And you said, yes. And then you just moved on. You proceeded on as if we were on the same page. And I said, fine, I'll let it ride.
Fine.
But I'm not letting it ride. Anyway, that's my rant. What's your rant?
Didn't. Dude, have you had the unwiches at Jimmy John's?
Yeah, and I like them.
No.
Yeah.
No, you should not because just had one right before coming on this podcast.
Well,
about Jimmy
if I
John's.
Were you, I wouldn't have an unwich in my entire life. You could pay me. Because their wheat bread is amazing.
Yeah, but I'm real on the glucose goddess thing still. And I know I can still have bread, but I wanted an unwich. I wanted an unwich today.
Okay, then tell me what your gripe is with the unwich, if that's what you
wanted. Every time. So the way, right, if that's what I wanted, because I forget every time I go to order, and I won't forget now, because today was the last straw.
It's the last straw.
What they do is they wrap it once, and then they put on the paper, and so they wrap it into the paper, kind of. And so then you go to eat 2 bites, and you're like, I have to unfold the paper burrito that they've put on this thing. And so then you go to, but it's like thick enough to where you can't tear it and you can't slide it down. So then you have to unroll it and then you unroll your whole sandwich and then you're left. I had a tuna unwich. Worst possible thing you could get, because then you're just holding
sloppy
random
salad.
Parts of lettuce
yeah.
with water sauce.
With water dripping down your wrist.
That tastes like tuna, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was taking little bits of lettuce and just putting them into piles of tuna and eating them like little tuna lettuce tacos. What's awful? And yeah. it happens to me every time.
That is true. I forgot about that. They
every
do
time.
Wrap up their paper inside.
Yes.
It's like they think that their paper wrapping is edible.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. it's like they think they're serving you a pot sticker, an unwich pot sticker.
Yes.
Little do they know, the paper is not meant to be, it is not rice paper that you can eat.
No.
This is paper, tree
yes.
paper, printed with your ink paper.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to eat this.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my rant, actually. This is perfect tie-in.
Well, that is perfect.
Perfect.
Was that truly your rant?
No, I had a different story from earlier today. That I was at the store today buying things for this podcast.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. it was like, let's take the kids in the car so that they go on a ride and then Chris will drive them around while I'm in the store yeah. finding things.
Yeah.
So there's like multiple rants within rants here, but I go into the store and it is packed. Like, I hate grocery shopping in person. Now yeah. with like grocery delivery and like grocery mm-hmm. pickup, mm-hmm. being in a store where like your cart's away. And I think I've ranted about this
especially
before.
Especially on a Sunday.
On a Sunday, it was a madhouse, right? Mm-hmm. And we're trying to find these specific things and I can't find them. And I'm searching and I'm in everyone's way and I'm like, I can't find it. And then but that's not even the rant. I get to the cash register and they're all just like back down a mile. And then I go to the self-checkout. Right. And I'm like, but I have alcohol in my cart.
Right.
So I go to the self-checkout. I'm like, I know she's going to have to check, like, or they're going to have to look at me and press a button because they don't ever check my ID.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I get a text
they're
from
like,
Chris.
I've seen your wrinkles.
Yes. Right. Like,
you're fine.
You have a Costco card,
right.
you know, and you're yeah. here and you have the most random outfit on. Like, you
right.
don't get time for yourself.
And you've got your wallet out as if I know your cards are visible. So I know it's not a fake ID.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
So I like scan it and then I get a text from Chris that's like, hey, I'm not where I picked you. I'm driving around because Ellie's losing it. So I'm like,
yeah.
Then you feel that sense of
panic.
Like a little bit of like, okay, I'm holding that up. So I scan the Trulies that I had bought and then the late, it's like, wait.
Right.
Like someone's going to come clear you. And I look at her and I give the kind of the little casual, like one finger, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Scan me. She right. marches over and she is standing there waiting to see my ID. I never get ID'd. Ever. Ever.
Uh-oh. What do you
and
have to say?
I had moved all of my purses yesterday to prepare for the party. So I grabbed mm-hmm. the purse that I always grab. But clearly it wasn't the most recent purse that I grabbed mm-hmm. because I go in there and I found a wallet.
Yeah.
I pulled it out. I'm shuffling through it. I can't find my ID.
Yeah.
And that feeling of not being able to find something and there's all these people waiting and I'm going through every single card and she's just standing there waiting.
And on top of that.
And then I start saying weird things. I start saying weird things like, oh, it's in here.
I can
show that's weird.
I can show you my Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's
do you want to see my Instagram?
My date of birth.
And I made a joke like, here's my Costco card.
Right.
Thinking surely she'll wave me through.
Yeah.
But then
nobody
she
under 21
did
has
it.
Costco membership.
But then she did it.
Yeah.
So I had to tell Chris.
Well,
I said, I'm leaving all this here, the raspberries, the bread, the booze, the everything. And I called Chris and I'm like, come here, switch me out. Because we got, and I'm over explaining to her. I'm like, my husband's going to be in here. The kids are in the car, like all these things. And she just, it was stone cold Steve Austin. She just did not, she's like, figure it out, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And so then Chris came in to buy my groceries like a parent. Like he, you know, it was, that was my rant.
Dad. No, yeah. I know. Right? Because then there's on top of that, you're like, one, I'm in a hurry. So I'm trying to race through and get this thing quick. Then you can't find exactly what you're looking for. But like, okay, this will do. Okay. The line is insane. This is probably going to be my best bet. I'll go in this line. So you're waiting in line, but you're like trying to rush the clock, right? Because you know your family's in the car waiting for you. And then you get up there and you're like, all this was for nothing?
All for naught?
I can't even purchase this. And yes. I don't even really want to purchase this.
I was going to say, I'll pay you double Just if I can leave right now.
Just get me out of here.
I'll pay you anything. Yeah. I'll give you a blank check just to get out of this store. Mm-hmm. To get out of this store.
And she's like, nope, you're going to have to get your husband to come in here and bail you out of jail.
Yes. I was in jail. I was in grocery store jail. Uh-huh. What was your rave?
This podcast gets spookier and spookier.
I know it. I'm recording from Fred Meyer.
She's in the checkout line. Okay. So my rave is, I can't remember. I talked about them, I think, on Patreon. I hope I didn't talk about them here. I've been looking for neighbors that I like for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple months ago, I go to this girl's house. She's just down the street. It was a couple months ago. It was like 6 months ago. It was before the summer. And I really enjoyed her, but I didn't really get to know her husband or anything. And then a couple weeks ago, she reaches out and she says, hey, let's get together. I say, yes. I go over there. You know, and we had a great time. Turns out the husband's there. I say, John, come on down. He walks down. We are 5 houses away from each other or something like that. And we made plans last night. So we get together last night. And I'm not kidding you that I would not have sold this house if I knew that they lived there. Mm. Because, and I talked about the what is that called? Like the superpower or whatever that you want to have.
If you could scan and find out who would be in your life forever.
If I had the superpower, it would have absolutely scanned and been, that house would have lit up and say, right here, you want to know these people. She is a feminist that is funny. She swears she can drink more than I can. But so she's highly successful. So is her husband. She is such a good mom. Like, she loves the shit out of her kids, which that's always a deal breaker too to me when people are like rude to their kids or whatever. I don't know, the whole thing. And then she knows how to host like you wouldn't believe. She puts out the spread of I could probably bring a magazine editor in there, a photographer. Anytime she just impromptu invites us over. She does this whole thing. It's a pumpkin thing last night, right? So she gets all of this stuff for the kids to paint and decorate and sticker and bejewel and bedazzle their pumpkins.
Whoa.
They're over the moon. She has this massive spread on her island counter. It's just perfect. She has, and I bring over because everything that we have is in boxes. So I'm going to Fry's, whatever, Fred, you know, the Kroger brand. I just have a plastic stuff and packages. Grocery bag of made shit. She puts it all on. She got endless platters, endless serving things, just makes it look pretty. And she's also got pizza delivered for the kids. It's a whole thing. She is just amazing. And then John had to leave early because Mac didn't do nap yesterday. Annie had a poopy diaper, so he left. And when I got home, he said, I didn't want to leave either. I was having a great time with the husbands because she had a couple of her friends came over as well. So I'm meeting her friends. I just know that I am meant to know this person, and now we're fucking moving, but my rave is still the fact.
Yes, when you find people that you love.
We're only a mile away. Like, we will, it's just we can't stumble home anymore, but fine.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this new budding friend.
You guys have been waiting a while too. To
5 years.
Find like rad friends.
5 years.
Yes, and that's hard to do
that. When we first moved here, our neighbors were super health nutritionists, didn't drink, nothing anti-organic, no screen time, only card games with their children. And I thought, this isn't going to work. Bring me food, bring me treats. And she brought me nice treats and I ate them. But there's no way we're partying with them. And then, you know, we've lived in this neighborhood for a few years and everyone's great, but nobody's like
rad.
Yeah, no one's now rad. And found. Here I am. We're already under contract selling our house. Close. Find the
undo it all.
I know.
After
literally,
all
I am like, man. Whatever. It's happened as it's supposed to, but frickin' A, man.
Yeah.
She's a good one. All right, what's your rave?
I mean, my rave is short and sweet because we've talked a lot about this person already today. Taylor and new music. One of the joys of my life is like waiting for an album, the night it comes out, relishing in new music. It is a wonder to be alive at the same time as one of the greatest artists of all time.
All time. All time.
And I just love everything about it. It has been like Christmas.
John sent me a meme and it's all these girls crying. Like, they look like teenage girls. It's a picture of teenage girls crying with their cameras out. Like, they just can't believe they're so overwhelmed. And the line above it says, Taylor farts. And the picture is Taylor fans. And it's all these girls.
You should have put that on our... On our, you I should. Put that on our, you can sip with us.
I'm going to send it. I'm going to send it to you. Look.
Put it on our stories too.
Taylor Swift farts. Her fans. Everyone's just fucking dying. They just can't even believe it. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
It's so good.
Yep. Accurate.
All right, you guys. We love you.
This was a long one.
You can sip with us always. And we will, see you. Next Tuesday. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.